Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our deck was starting to look like the fall of the House of Usher. Already a couple of boards had rotted so that holes appeared in them. For a year or so, I put some old welcome mats over them and hoped that guests wouldn't notice. Then, after the summer rains and the heat, the old stain was flaking off and a mold like the Black Plague was forming in the grooves of the wood. I considered getting softer lighting around the deck, but my wife convinced me it was time to either fix the deck or lose it. It couldn't take another winter. I went to Home Depot to rent one of those power washers and noticed they already had Halloween decorations for sale. Time was short. For $75, I rented a gasoline-powered sprayer washer that hooks up to our lawn hose. It puts out a high-pressure spray in a laser-fine line that strips away dirt and old stain and even the wood. I rented it on a Saturday morning and knew this would be my entire day. It was an 8-hour job, and it was a battle of inches, back and forth and back and forth, working that spray wand over the deck while a hot sun beat down on me. All the while, the engine was running. By nightfall, I had a ringing in my ears, but I had a pretty good feeling. The deck looked okay. It was stripped down to the wood in most parts. Some of the old stain was still clinging here and there, but it was like building a plastic car model when I was a boy. My car models usually had a glue thumbprint on the windshield, but they looked good enough from across the room. Well, now it is time to buy the sealant, and they gave me a brochure that has some 80 colors to choose from. I consulted with my colleagues in the newsroom, and Megan Lynch gave me the best advice. She said that a lighter stain will show the dirt as time goes by, but a darker stain will hide the dirt, but it will attract the heat of the sun. It'll be a hot deck to sit on. So I should get something in between. The goal is to seal the deck twice with two coats before the next rain. That means that I'll have to do the job at night after work or in the morning before I come to work. When it's all done, we'll probably have some fancy party with friends over to show off our deck. And I can already hear this one friend of ours. She'll say, "You missed a spot over there. It looks like a glue thumbprint on a model car windshield." With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.